on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
I mean, how would you feel if your partner proposed a trial breakup? I mean, kind of maybe depends on where you are in your relationship. Would you be down with it? That was his plan as of last week, y'all. It is time for our Talk Me Out of It update, where we check back in with people from last week that called in and said, listen, I know this idea sounds crazy, but hear me out. And then we basically tell them to go for it or we talk them out of it. Where were we last week, Jess, with Anonymous?
Anonymous was considering asking his girlfriend of 8 years for a trial breakup after she requested that they go engagement ring shopping. They've been dating for a long time, but they got together when they were really young. And he wanted to explore life without her, but didn't necessarily want to fully break up with her. So he thought proposing a trial breakup would be a good idea.
Luckily, we get him back on the phone. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So did you propose this idea or did you go ring shopping?
So, yeah, I did it. And
wait, you did what?
You did what?
I did not go ring shopping.
Okay.
Okay.
You asked her about the breakup, trial breakup.
Yeah, right. So we were going to go shopping. I told her everything. Right? Like I told her how I've been feeling. Like I don't know who I am without her. Yada, yada. I told her I needed the time to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it went so much worse than I thought it would. Like,
yeah, what did she say when you asked her for a trial breakup?
So she did not see it as a quote unquote trial breakup.
Mm-hmm.
She basically said, she was like, I got to leave. She said, I got to leave to figure it out. And
wait, she has to leave or you have to leave?
No, she said, I got to leave. She said, I got to dip. Like she kicks me out. She tells me I got to go. She said that it's just a breakup. Basically, it's not a trial breakup. It's just a breakup.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. She told me she's not going to like sit around and wait to see if I come back, which I get. But we're not together right now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest, like I didn't think this whole thing would hit me like this. Like the second I left, it felt so real and I just didn't expect it to hit me. Like the second I left, it hits me and I'm sitting there just wondering, like, did I just make like the biggest mistake of my life? You know, like,
damn.
I don't know. Like, is this something I was supposed to do or like, did I just mess everything up? Like, I just have no idea.
Based on Jess's, I think, reaction last week, I don't think, you know, you can be wildly surprised by her reaction. I know that you thought this was a good idea. Honestly, I didn't think it was a terrible idea. I did not. Because it's where he is. And he has to be honest about that. What was he going to do? Be dishonest about that and go ring shopping?
No,
that would have been terrible too.
That was the point I was trying to get across, is asking for a trial breakup is not being honest of like where he truly is.
Right.
And I think, yes, of course, the mistake would have been going ring shopping when you clearly aren't ready for that and that's not where you are. That's not what I'm saying. That's not the point. I think a lot of people were trying to tell you that you are wrong for having those feelings. I think it's wrong not even being able to commit to those feelings and scared to fully be honest and transparent about that and still wanting her to stay there while you were figuring that out. You know what I mean? And I think that was the issue. And that's probably where her kind of anger was coming from. And so I think even though it hurts right now, this is what you wanted. Like, this is what you wanted, that space to figure it out. And you had to be prepared for how she was going to respond to that. And you don't know, like, you guys can get to a point where maybe you can find your way back to each other. But no matter what this time is, you clearly needed that. And so I think right now it's just really important to take advantage of this time and try to understand how you're feeling. And also at a certain point, once you figure that out, understand where she's coming from, because it does feel like a slap in the face. Because I think a lot of women have been in that position, whether you want to label it trial breakup, a trial separation or whatever. A lot of us have been in that position and it feels like a slap in the face.
I think that this could be a trial breakup without you realizing it, right? Like, I mean, who knows? Like Jess said, you guys might come back together, you might not. But no matter what, you had to say what you had to say. Damn, dude, I feel you though. That's this one hurts my heart a little bit. But I think that no matter what, you guys will find your way, whichever way you need to go. So thank you for your vulnerability in this, because I know this was a tough one. So thank you for being honest with us and being open with us. And best of wishes, honestly, with everything moving forward for real.
For sure. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.